Breaking news.
What is happening on you?
Wretched boy.
Nerdy Bands.
Nerdy Bands.
Okay, Nerdy Bands.
Nerdy Bands.
Welcome to Nerdy Bands.
Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of Nerdy Bands. Mustafa here. If you're new here, Nerdy Bands is a podcast. The Nerdy Bands podcast is a podcast in which we talk about entertainment, the nerd culture in Nigeria, specifically where we stayed, North. And it's just a bit about other cool stuff that's happening around us. Basically anything we find entertaining. So, in this episode, I'll be talking to a producer friend of mine, Nerdy Norms. Yeah, we'll just be having fun, basically, and talking about a bunch of stuff ranging from music, mainly music, basically. Yeah. So without much more indulgent, I think we should get right into this. What's up, guys? I'm here with a producer from KD. His name is Nerdy Norms. Norms, can you please introduce yourself to us?
Yeah, hi everybody. My name is Nerdy Norms. I'm a rapper, producer, mixing, like that. So.
Okay, that's cool. Where do you come from? Like, which part of the country do you rep? Exactly.
Yeah. Kaduna State,
okay,
like
so
northern
like
part of Kaduna. Yeah,
KD born, KD bred.
Yeah, for real.
Basically, so you're like familiar with the KD music scene.
Straight up, man.
Okay, how long would you say you've been into music? Not producing, just into music generally?
Almost a decade. Like,
wow, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Okay. Your name, does it have an origin story or just dreamt about the name?
Nah, man, I just actually, because then I was trying to be like, Nas, like that, you know. I needed a short form of like a short name, like how Nas, you know, Nas is any
Nas, okay,
yeah, like that. So I needed something to like rhyme with him because I actually looked up to him,
one of your mentors.
So actually, I was going through, it's been difficult, I do trying to get that name, bro. So I decided like come up with like Norms actually first,
okay,
so I said okay, so and my own kind of like music and lifestyle is kind of like different.
Cause it's like a different type of
But I mean, because I'm somebody that I love doing things up to standard, you know that.
Okay, that's really chill. The next question I would like to ask you. So you said you're familiar with the Kaduna music scene. So you know of legends like Terry the Rapman, coming out of KD, Ruby Gang, Praise, all these big names. And like for a few years before, we used to have like at least in a year like one star coming out of the
city.
What do you think changed? What happened? Like, what really happened to the KD music scene? Why is there no KD star popping like the way it used to pop before?
Man, it's not much to say, man, because it's I don't know how to put it to you, but it's like a bittersweet thing. It's okay and it's not okay. You get like. Mm-hmm. Like guys barely come out of this city, man. Like blow from this city, like.
Yeah, true. And what do you think is the main reason? Is it because the KD music scene is not conducive? Abi, the problem is not from the music, it's the artist. Who do you think has major blame for KD artists not popping the way?
There is nobody to be spared. Like we all fought, you know, both from the industry and from the artists themselves. You get like.
I
don't know. Artists, they barely like. Okay, I'm not trying to like take shot at anybody, but you get.
They barely spend
money on songs. Like when it comes to producing of good songs,
okay. Artists don't want to.
They
drop
don't,
back.
And they get criticisms.
Yeah. Nobody wants to hear.
This
shit is whack.
And they don't know that it might help them to get better. You know, like I've seen a few good heads that were like, okay, what's up? Like actual opinion really don't. They don't matter, but at the point they do. Because if you really want to like head somewhere, you don't know what people might be feeling about it.
Exactly. Like the feedback is not always, people are not always asking for feedback.
Yeah.
I get. Like, because, for example, I go to ABG and I see like artists in ABG and I'm like, this is like the same niggas I know in KD. Like, they are rapping the same way. The movement is the same, the swag is the same.
Yeah.
But it's just the fact that they are willing to do more for their craft
than we.
Because Okay. For example, them Psycho YP, them, all these niggas, you can say, oh, they are privileged and stuff. Apart from the privilege, there are actual artists that are not privileged to actually leave Nigeria. They are actually still making waves.
Sure.
See them, Zilla Oaks, them. All of them, they like took their time and decided, okay, maybe we cannot afford to get artists to make our beats, whatever. They decided to start doing it themselves.
Yeah,
that's why they are a collective. Like, they have a guy making beats, they have, and they push their thing, they push their craft with all their body, their strength. Absolutely. They push it to different places. So I feel like maybe that's the problem with KD artists. But then I feel there are some KD artists, okay, like DJ AB, for example. He's pushing himself, but then...
That's a star right there, but...
Exactly, like, yeah. But I still feel like DJ AB hasn't been able to penetrate the Lagos market.
Wait, what if I say it's because of the,
the language
barrier? Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's true, Shai, that's true. But then, like, apart from DJ AB, I don't know of any artist that I know has gotten to his stardom.
Really stardom, but I can think of one guy.
Okay.
Like Nifty Breezy, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
he has been sitting on a couple shows like that. He has, like, I don't know, he's trying.
He's dropping some bars.
Last time I heard that one of his videos were previewed on Trace. Was it Trace? Yeah, it should be Trace. That's so that's a big move, man.
That's a big move.
Yeah, he's going to Dubai for a show. Like.
Oh, that's really true. Yeah. That's really true.
So we
do have some people popping here and there, but we just don't have the movement. Like, because I feel like KD is supposed to have. Like, when you're talking top states in terms of producers and artists and people involved in music, KD is supposed to be top five.
It is top five.
It's just
that togetherness is not there. How should I put it to you? See, like, okay, I don't know. This series actually is divided.
Yeah.
That we have the North doing the thing.
Yeah, and the South doing the thing.
You see, like, come to think of it, like, yeah, North side now. You see, like, AB now.
Yeah.
If you could check, he has been pushing up his guys. Like,
yeah, definitely.
Hausa music is. I don't know.
Yeah.
If I could say, man, the Hausa music or the Hausa
collective,
yeah, they are more of like, how should I put it, they're more out there than we. Yeah. You know, that we doing the Nigerian market thing like that. You know?
I guess. Okay, the next question I'd like to ask you is, what kind of music inspires you?
Rap music.
Basically rap, like?
Just rap and hip hop.
Okay, rap. Which particular rap or hip hop artist really like identify with?
J. Cole.
Mostly J. Cole.
Mostly, nobody else.
Like his production style, his lyrics,
everything,
his style, storytelling, everything is just.
I don't feel like we have some kind of like similar things together, man. Like, I'm not trying to say like the same thing with him or trying to compare myself with the GOAT, but I don't know. We have some little bit similarity, I guess.
Okay, so you like try to pick something of him based on his status as one of the greatest hip hop artists of our and their generation as well.
Sure.
Next question, the next thing I like to talk about is nerd culture. Nerd culture is basically anything from sci-fi movies to anime, that's Japanese anime where they had like fight scenes and live action sequences.
Sure.
It goes on to people that play video games, it's also part of nerd culture. Like there's a kind of new, let's say development, there's a shift in the culture in the world now. Things that were perceived as for nerds and people that are not popular are kind of like appealing to other people now. Because before it would be, oh, anybody that plays video games all the time or watches anime or likes all the science fictions and all these scientific things, is basically somebody that is into nerd culture. But now you find even popular artists like musicians Kid Cudi, for example, is into a lot of anime. Travis Scott too. Lupe Fiasco, he wasn't playing Street Fighter. He won a tournament. Lupe Fiasco, in a world tournament, actually. So it's like, it's really happening. There's a shift. Does that really, like, do you recognize that? Are you into any of it or any part of it?
I used to be video games. Yeah,
used to be really into video games.
But all of a sudden, music changed everything. That was before I started rapping.
So now it's just music full time. Music full time. That's cool. You should really check those whatever out. You might get inspiration from them, basically. Because some artists feel like if they watch, like an artist like Santi, and I don't know if you know Santi.
Yeah, I know Santi.
He gets a lot of inspiration from olden days Nollywood movies for his music videos, from anime sequences. He gets inspiration for videos.
songs, styles, all that stuff. So, like, if you heard his last song that came out end of the weekend, it samples this Galala beat that this guy is that sang that song, sir. I've forgotten their name, to be honest. Yeah, but that olden days Galala type of beat that Nigeria was using, he sampled the drums and then he used the modern, like, pop afro pop sound.
Yeah,
and he just lifted it on it. So he fused it together. So he's like drawing from different places, like inspiring himself. So yeah, I think that's like the new trend now. People are really trying to
go back in time
to get things from the past and just mix it together. If you look at Burna Boy, for example,
yeah,
his album has a lot of samples from Fela and all that stuff. Yeah. Yeah. So apart from that, where do you see yourself in the coming year? I don't want to put a specific duration to it.
We won't get disappointed.
Yeah. So like that. Yeah. So yeah, just in the next coming year, what do you see yourself doing? What do you see yourself involved in? What are you doing? What are you trying to do?
I'll still be rapping, man. So, trying to make beats, open one day I get signed or blow up being an independent artist. That
would honestly be great. So which part would you think will you say you are into more? Is it the production side or the artist side, or you just fuse both together? One do you find yourself doing the most? Is it the artist part, like recording, doing the whole writing lyrics and everything, songwriting, or making of the beats, mixing, mastering, all that stuff?
It's of a season for me.
Okay.
My comment time that I was like, okay, this is what I want to do, beat making. Then all of a sudden I'll just stop making of beats, and I'll go into writing, because it's like a season. Okay. I don't do everything at once. Like all together, like all through.
Okay, it's just based on how you feel. You'll be like, okay, I want to
make beats,
and then you make beats. And
this time I want to write, I'll write.
You want to write, yeah, and then you just write.
Like, get both of them together, like, you know, it's too much.
Yeah, it might be too much, because if you try to do things at the same time, it might not work out. Sure. But there are some artists that do both at the same time, like Ross. I don't know if you know Ross.
I know Ross. Right?
Ross makes, he does everything. He makes his beats, he produces it.
It's not that I don't do them, like, all together.
Yeah.
But I just tried, like, okay, like, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do.
Try to perfect each craft.
Yeah, each craft, for real. Okay, you try to perfect. I want to make a beat, I'll make a beat. Perfect the beat. Yeah, to make sure it's ready.
Okay, before you get into the lyrics part. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Can you drop your socials for us before you leave? Maybe Twitter, Facebook, Instagram?
Yeah, all Nerdy Norms, man. NERDYNORMZ.
No underscore, no space. Nerdy Norms on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram.
All true.
All right. Well, thank you for granting us this small interview.
Yeah.
Look forward to hearing from you next upcoming time.
Yeah, for real, man. Thank
you. You don't need to talk sexy. You have to just be cute. Hi, guys. Mustafa here. I'm here with Mesoma. Mesoma, can you introduce yourself to us, please?
Hi, I'm Mesoma Ninette. Don't
remember my surname. Okay, that's your can you give us a brief, like, introduction apart from your name, like, where do you base, where are you from? Not like your state of origin, just where you work, like, oh, are you a KD person, are you a Abuja person?
Okay. Well, a KD person, like, forever. But right now, I'm trying to, like,
run away
from KD.
It's true, why?
I like KD, but then it looks like everybody has left KD. Like, when you come back, it's like, where's everybody? I feel like I need
wait, everybody's still here. We just went to look for money. I feel like that's what everybody went to do. Like, yes. People leave KD to go and make money and then come back to chill in KD.
Okay.
Obviously. Today I'll be asking you a few questions. Not too stressful, just random small questions.
Yeah.
Basically on nerd culture. You know what nerd culture is now, obviously. Yeah.
So I look like a nerd. Nerd culture. Okay.
Now, but the way nerd culture is now, it's kind of the in thing. So it's not necessarily nerds that are into nerd culture. It's like everybody wants to just be into different things. Everybody wants to be unique these days.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'll firstly ask you about anime. Things that you watch. What do you watch mostly? Movies, anime, cartoons?
Movies.
You watch movies a lot?
Yes.
You watch anime a lot?
No, I have zero idea about anime.
Zero. You don't know what anime is?
I know anime is like cartoons that are Japanese. Like,
wow, call them cartoons.
Animation.
Cartoons are like cartoons because they are meant to make you laugh. They're comedic. Okay. That's why they call them cartoons. Anime is a branch of animation.
Mm-hmm.
made by or for Japanese people. So it's been, and anime isn't necessarily child friendly. Like cartoons, anybody can watch cartoons, even like 5-year-old. But the anime is that you have to be 21 to watch because of the blood and the violence.
I remember watching one, and then it was about this guy that had to suck boobs.
What was it?
Censor that.
What was the name?
Spoke to fight. Is this Semu versus Swasa or something? My friend was telling me.
I'll ask you, what Korean music are you feeling right now? Like, for which artist? Which. Are you a music person?
Yes, I am. Like, I like everything. I like old music. I like foreign music.
Well,
Nigerian
that's true.
Music.
That's like my. My whatever to my type of music. I listen to everything.
Me too.
Reggae.
Me too.
So, which artist? Like, can you name one Nigerian artist? So that I told you to go. One Nigerian artist.
So, because you've said that right now, there's something on my mind. Like, right now, as we're sitting, is Call on Me by Joe Boy. Because I like Joe Boy.
Everybody has been shouting Joe Boy.
And then the Call on Me, I'm big on beats. There's something about the beat behind the song that I really like.
Okay.
So even now, oh my god, it's in my head. So yes, Joe Boy, if I'm to name one, that's what's on my mind right now.
So you're not feeling Omari?
Oh my god, I'm sorry, take that back. I like Omari, like Lolo is my best song and followed by Bad Influence. EP is amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
There's something about his producer. My brother was arguing with me that his producer is like him, but I don't know.
I don't think it's him.
Exactly.
Yeah, because he has a label under him. I think he's from Port Harcourt. He has a label under him. So, and he didn't just come out of nowhere. People think he just came out of nowhere.
That's how life is. When you start blowing, you think he came out of nowhere.
He's from PH. He had a lot of promo because if you're on Twitter, you will see how the EP was popping up here and there. Before people started even listening to it. Because eventually, like, oh, okay, everybody, I'm out. But it was insane. The first time I heard it, I was like, who is this guy? That's the first thing you say, like, who is this guy?
He's like
Burner and Whiskey in one person.
But I think the first thing I thought was like, who is this producer? That was the first thing I said.
Because his beats are insane.
I swear.
His beats are insane. Okay, that's true. Omari, yes. Cool. So you're not into the whole alter scene. Do you know about the alter scene in Nigeria?
What's that?
Santi, Odunsi.
I know Odunsi.
Te Iwor.
No idea.
Yeah, there's a lot. Psycho YP?
Yes.
You know Psycho YP?
Yeah, okay. My brother is in love with you. My brother
AU?
Is in love with
him. AU? AU? You don't know AU. Wani?
What's happening? What's my music?
Pretty Boy D.O.
I have that.
Pretty Boy D.O. There's a lot. The catalog is just. Is
yeah.
Maybe the creator. There's a lot. It's like. But you know about the sound. Like the new sonic sounds coming into Nigeria right now.
Mm-hmm.
Them Santi, them. Maybe after this, I'll play you a few of them as well. But that's like the new sound. That's what's popping right now.
Okay. If it's what I know about Psycho IP particularly, then I think I'll like it.
I always like putting people on. I'll put you on.
Sure.
Yeah, okay, moving on. I've asked you about music. And the next thing I'd like to ask you is, can you swim?
No.
No. The way you laugh,
I
can't swim as well.
Wow, why?
Why? Because I don't know how to swim. Because
no,
I don't know.
I'm looking for a summer
I go to the pool all the time.
Okay.
Really, I go to the pool. But then, like, the pool, you can't tell guys come out to teach you how to swim because they won't teach you how to swim. They always teach only girls. And I've always not gone to the deep side because I don't want to drown. So
yeah,
I haven't felt the need to learn how to swim. But I feel like you should learn because, like, life. So surviving skills?
Survival skills, yes.
Not like I'll ever get on the boat.
True.
But yeah, honestly, I would rather fly. What are your thoughts on video games? Are you a video game? Do you game
yes, I played GTA today. I finished it.
Oh, okay.
I'm
so
on GTA.
You just suck at FIFA?
I suck at FIFA, yes. Because my brothers are epic bowlers.
Okay,
they play well.
We'll have to find out.
And I hate losing. We'll have to find out
if they're actual ballers. They can be ballers in your house. You don't know.
I agree.
You don't know what you're
outside. But they beat me and I hate losing, so I just give up. They're like, come and play. And I'm like, no.
Nah, you're good. So you finished GTA 5?
Yes, GTA 5.
That's it. I've not finished GTA 5, Sha. I had it for like 2 years.
Twice.
I didn't finish. I'm a busy person. I'm busy sleeping and eating and doing all that life.
Someone was telling me about Call of Duty because I like to shoot.
You should play Call of
Duty. Yeah, but the sounds too much.
You can play on. Can you play on mobile? The mobile versions are insane, by the way. Mobile versions are insane, actually. We play it all the time. It's like, imagine playing game and just team with your guys. That's kind of how it is. If you have a good internet connection, sometimes me and Dennis, about like 4 or 5 of us from our houses, we connect.
Wow.
And then we just about what happened during the week, and then we just play.
Fun.
It's actually quite fun.
But the problem is, we always play it in the midnight because of how shitty Nigeria internet is. And then we'll
just say that.
This is like a phone broadcast. I'm not talking about all that.
What I want to do.
You want to be like, yes, I don't arrive.
I don't arrive now. But then,
you need to arrive more.
That's basically it.
With that, did you want to say something before you?
I'm excited. Nothing.
You like life. You like
chill. I like life. Yes, but everybody has that time in their lives when it's like, what am I even doing? And like,
trying to figure out yourself.
Yes, I'm actually figuring out myself now, but. Most times, just have to let it go and just move on.
Find
yourself. You eventually find yourself. You cannot be in the same place for a long time. So who may be concerned, you find yourself eventually.
Okay, that's chill.
Yep.
Thank you for being with us today, Mesoma.
Glad. Thank you for having me.
We hope to have you in maybe next episode when we meet.
Yes.
Yo. All right, so that's it for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in here with me, and join us soon. I promise I will try to cut another episode very soon. Before I leave, I will leave you with some words by our own Abdul K.
Whatever happiness are made of, either from the 1,000 likes on YouTube or from the 1,000 kisses and hugs you get from your niece and nephews every day, his and yours are the same. A wise man once said that, or maybe someone foolish, because what does it matter? You only have one life to live. Trouble no dey finish. Live your best life, man.
Asami Parawa. No go cheat yourself, man. Take care of your young. Good day, yeah. Enjoy the bounce, man. Enjoy the bounce.